tweet us at Checkpoint RNZ. And another massive chunk of land has fallen away in a hilly Wellington suburb after days of heavy rain. The city's had its wettest July on record, and a number of banks have given way in the last week, keeping contractors and engineers on their toes. Our reporter Kirsty Frame and cameraman Angus Drever have the story.
Many residents in Karori didn't hear the rumble of land sliding down this morning, but they soon woke up and saw the rubble close to their front yards. Peter lives nearby and heard something.
I just thought it was somebody dropping something upstairs, you know, being downstairs. And, came out this morning after I was told by my landlady that there was a slip down the road, and I thought, wow, okay. Looks like I'm walking up the hill from the bus this morning.
While the slip was edging on the backyard of the street property, there were no concerns for the house up top. Neighbour Carrie says the bank that gave way had small slips before, but nothing like today.
Very rarely have I ever seen any slips on Woodhouse Avenue. They've only just been very minor ones. It's the worst of the slips I've seen on Woodhouse Avenue, generally when ones have fallen down just a little bit of debris, but nothing as big as this.
Porirua's Paikakariki Hill Road was taken out in the early hours of this morning after a large tree fell. A motorist had a lucky escape after driving through the cordoned-off area and colliding with the debris. Back in Wellington, clean-up began on the large slip on the terrace, where two homes were evacuated and will likely be for some time. Seatoon's main thoroughfare tunnel reopened after yesterday when a tree fell down the bank. While it's been a busy few days of land giving way, the council's chief infrastructure officer, Siobhan Proctor, says it's not uncommon.
We've had several weeks of very heavy rain, so no extreme one-off events, but just persistently heavy rain. So it has been busy. I think we've cleared about 50 slips in the last few weeks. So it is busy. Where these business as usual, we do tend to have a lot of slips at this time of year when we get heavy rain.
She says history shows that there are slips which compromise residential properties in Wellington on occasion.
Anywhere where we've had to cut into ground, so whether we're putting in a road, you know, many, many decades ago we might have put in a road, but anywhere you've cut that ground, there's an increased risk of slippage. So I think if we're expecting more extreme weather events, which, you know, for all intents and purposes we are, we're probably going to see more of these events in the future.
Kushla Loom heads the climate change and resilience team at the consultancy company Becker. She says to build resilience, we need to firstly understand the risk and then consider the options. The first being the status quo, cleaning up the slips.
Of course, that is quite costly to do, and with the increasing frequency that we're seeing of some of these events, it may not be a viable option. The other options are to protect, which is to produce engineering outcomes that would reduce the potential likelihood of landslips occurring in the future.
The third option would be in areas of extreme instability to look at retreating. Wellington's councils are currently undertaking a regional climate change risk assessment with the help of Becker, NIWA, GNS and other experts to inform future planning.
And if you're listening to that story